Years ago, I used to travel on golf trips with a group, a total of 8 of us. And we would go to these fun little tournaments, and we'd get a condo, and then at night we'd make our meal, you know, we'd have all our meals and everything together. And when they were preparing the meals one time, a friend of mine pointed out to me that I have convenient ignorance. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. So I could just kind of sit around and wait for dinner. But sometimes things need to be done. We all need to get involved in getting things done. But unlike that experience with my friends, in our culture we seem to have gone too far. We have come to think of busy as synonymous with important or virtuous. We do feel virtuous when we are busy, especially if somebody else is less busy. In our fast-forward society, we hear of a problem and we want to fix it and move on to the next thing on the list. In part, I think today's gospel reading is about the dangers of always emphasizing busy over other attributes. We have the story today of Mary and Martha. And the end of this passage says, "The Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her.'" I would almost bet that everyone here sympathizes with Martha. Most of us have thought, not me so much when we're cooking, but most of us have thought at some point, I'm doing the work. And he or she's sitting over there in this idealized, impractical discussion. Things have to be done. And we see in this passage another favorite human pastime, especially in our Christian tradition, which is snitching on others to Jesus. Look at what she's doing while I do the faithful thing. Judgmentalism comes more easily to us than does contemplation of what we are to do next. I wonder if Mary was also thinking about Martha, thinking, we have Jesus here with us. The chance to sit with him in private instead of being with him in a crowd. Why doesn't she stop all that noise and activity and come be with us? Now, this story, like most Bible stories, is not a simple either-or. Most of us, when there is a story of two different kind of approaches, we will identify with one or the other. David and Goliath, prodigal son or elder brother, Peter or Judas, Mary or Martha. The truth, though, is that overemphasizing either approach, the sitting to listen or the getting things done, overemphasizing either one does not allow us to truly be the Christ to one another. We are to be Mary when listening is called for. We are to be Martha when doing is called for. In the collect today, the opening prayer, we prayed, "Have compassion on our weakness and mercifully give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not and for our blindness we cannot ask." In our blindness, we often fail to see that human life requires presence more than activity. It requires the valuing of other human beings. The short story writer and poet Raymond Carver, in a the little poem called Late Fragment said this: "And did you get what you wanted from this life, even so? I did. And what did you want? To call myself beloved, to feel myself beloved on the earth." We are to listen, to be with one another. And we have to be careful as individuals and as a church not to exalt busyness in itself. We have to ask, what is required in this moment to be the Christ to the other? A community that welcomes Jesus is marked by the attention we give to one another. We can get so busy running the church that we forget to be the church. We forget to listen to others, to look deeply for understanding of the needs of our community. So how do we change that? How do we improve it? We have to hear first. And then, when we feel compelled to do it, we have to address real need without ranking it or attempting to validate it. If you're going to help someone, help them. Don't filter out the undeserving. If only the deserving are helped, we are all lost. We can use prayer and contemplation, study and community to underline constantly the one thing needed to hear and respond to God. We can do it by having more people participate in the running of the church, to be one more set of eyes, one more conscience, to make sure the church has listened first so that we stay close to God and God's will. We have to make sure that as a church we are listening, we are paying attention to God and neighbor, and then doing what we are called to do. The malaise of our time is something one author calls continuous partial attention. Often we don't recognize that the one thing needed is attention. Listening to the other person, listening to God, resisting the urge to default, to become a fixer. First be a listener, listening to God and the person right next to you. Sometimes we need presence much more than solutions. Many, many years ago, I had plans with one friend, and as it turned out, I had to cancel those plans. And I told him, another friend has just found out that her grandmother had been diagnosed as terminal. And this first friend compassionately said, "So what are you going to do? You can't cure cancer." Probably should have said former friend. Sometimes these responses and our rushing around and emphasizing doing over being may be a cover. For him, it covered his hurt or his disappointment. For most of us, it covers our sense of powerlessness. We perhaps use busyness to keep ourselves from thinking about matters we cannot change or affect. But we have to listen first and then do. I want to sit at the feet of Jesus to learn what God wants. And when what I learn requires me to do something, I will get busy. But mostly I learn from Jesus that there is need of only one thing: to listen to and value others as persons, as the Christ, not as items on a list to be accomplished and solved. I want what Raymond Carver described: to call myself beloved, to feel myself beloved on the earth. Answering that most basic human need requires attention and obedience in that order. So I will listen, and I will do as God asks. With God, I will no longer cultivate or practice convenient ignorance. Amen.